Call the meeting to order. Start with a salute to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Open the floor, public. Terry?
I have two things. First, I'd like to say I really appreciate the support from the police department on Halloween, as always. We saw them numerous times, we had no problems, and that's the case every year. And I really appreciate that. The second thing is I have a request of Guy. I don't know if you have time. It's not a time-limited request, but I noticed, again, there was a drug bust recently, and I wondered if you could provide us data at some point in the future, maybe some comparison of drug arrests or drug-related arrests or possession or something in that realm, maybe year over year or 6 months or whatever. I'm feeling like it's increasing, but I don't know if it's in my head or is it real. So if you have a chance, if you could share any data like that, I'd appreciate it.
See what I can do.
Thank you.
Anything else? Okay. All right. Let's see. Water protection and planning. I haven't heard from Mr. Winkley, so I don't know if he'll be here tonight or not. Approved the minutes of the October 2017 monthly board meeting.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Guy to approve the minutes.
Second.
Second by Bill. Any questions on the minutes? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion is carried. Treasurer's report for October. Entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Bill?
I'll second it.
Second by Dave. Any questions on the treasurer's report? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Any correspondence this week, this month?
No.
Reports of departments. Highway Department?
Highway Department. Jay and I had a meeting with the residents that own the Wolfgang property down on Route 20. There's a problem with the curve there. It's a good deal higher than what it should be. But the problem with bringing it down is that it's the responsibility of the homeowner to do it. As you know, there's a tremendous amount of traffic on Route 20, and it would require some traffic control, and it could be a very expensive type of thing. Jay, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe we
met with Dot Blake from DOT. He said it's the owner's responsibility because it's their driveway, and it's not our responsibility, and it's not the state's responsibility if they wanted to widen that out. He said we could put a delineator there, you know, a reflector or something on each side of it. I guess from what I've been told, there was a oil truck that either pulled in or backed in. And when he did, he hit the tittus tire and popped, blew the tire. It was over the winter when there's a lot of snow on the curb. Bigger issue with that driveway is it washes out into the road when it rains. So that's what we were informed by DOT.
Is the median behind the driveway the same height as behind the curb the same height as the curb?
The driveway goes up.
So yeah. It's, the curb is really, if we widened it, that would just be more stuff coming down into the road.
Yeah, I mean, the curb is...
You know, I know, it's like a foot high or...
18 inches or thereabouts. But, you know, DOT said it's not our responsibility, it's the homeowner's. And he said it's not going to be an inexpensive fix.
I talked with Mr. Wolfgang several months ago because it was a problem then prompted by a letter. He indicated that he'd like to do something with the driveway, but he didn't like asphalt. So I'm going to try and see if I can come up with somebody who might have a solution to that. I have a driveway that's done with small stone, and it looks good, and I think it would probably... solve the problem, but we're getting late in the year now, and putting
just
it in
needs
now.
To be, he needs to be aware that there's fiber optic cables under that sidewalk. So, I mean, that's one of the issues, is that there's shale over there, there's fiber optics on top of that, and then there's the sidewalk. So he can't reposition the sidewalk.
No, that wouldn't help.
Well,
that has to stay the way
it
is.
The other thing, too, is... with the fiber optic, it's only 3 feet under that sidewalk. So anything you drop, you're going to lose coverage on that.
Right.
And I don't think they're going to be happy about that.
Of the assessments of real property located within the Village of Nassau. Section 2, on January 1st, 2019, the Village of Nassau shall cease to be an assessing unit. Section 3, the position of assessor in the Village of Nassau shall be abolished as of January 1st, 2019. Section 4, the Board of Assessment Review in the Village of Nassau is abolished effective January 1st, 2019. Section 5, on or after January 1st, 2019, taxes in the Village of Nassau shall be levied on a copy of the applicable part of the assessment roll of the towns of Scodac and Nassau with taxable status date of each of such town controlling for village purposes. Section 6, within 5 days of the effective date of this local law, the Board of Trustees of the Village of Nassau shall file a copy of such local law with the clerk and assessor of the towns of Scodac and Nassau and the Office of Real Property Tax Services. Section 7, this local law shall take effect immediately upon filing with the Secretary of State, provided, however, that such local law is subject to a permissive referendum, and the village clerk shall forthwith proceed to such notice, such fact, and conduct such referendum if required by petition. So I set this before you to for as a motion to put on the agenda for a public hearing at our December meeting and vote to enact thereafter.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Dave.
Second.
Second by Bill. Any questions? Mr. Gruenberg, would you care to weigh in on this?
Yeah, this is part of the process for us, for the village, to give up its identity as a separate assessing unit. Just references, it's sort of a template for one of these local laws that's provided by the state, which is kind of encouraging people to do that, because I think they're trying to eliminate smaller assessing units and turn it over to larger assessing units. So it's giving up a certain amount of the village's independence and so forth, but it's also, I think, sort of the wave of where it's going. So it's up to us.
Okay.
6:45.
6:45, I think, will be fine, yes.
December 13th.
December 13th, yep.
All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion is carried. December meeting is set. Do you have anything for the board, Dave?
I don't.
Okay. We have a... we're going to have an executive session to discuss some ongoing legal issues. Coming out of executive session, we still have to pay the bills and we have some resolutions to do. So if those of you who wish to hang around are more than welcome. If not, then I would like to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Have a safe and happy holiday. Spend some time with your family. And we should be back shortly.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
I apologize.
Second by Dave.
A couple of courts. Dave.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Okay, entertain a motion to come out of executive session.
Make a motion.
Motion by Guy, second by Bill. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, resolutions. Billing adjustments. Remove 210-18 relevy on October 2017 water bill for customer 211.8-3-41. Relevied error in error.
I relevied them on accident.
Okay, so we do these one at a time or all of them?
I would do them one at a time.
Okay.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Bill. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Remove 228-26 relevy on October 2017 water bill for customer 211.8-2-11.2 relevy error.
Make the motion.
Guy?
Second.
David? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Adjust water billing $16 for customer 211.12-7-23. New owner, two person, not three.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Bill? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Refund 911-62 to customer 211.16-2-4. Duplicate 2017 tax payment.
Make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Bill. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Refund 409-20 to customer 211.12-3.6. Relevy error to 2016 tax bill.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Bill. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Bills number 152 to 177, amount of $23,524.21 in the general fund and $3,724.31 in the water. Let me see. Hold on a minute. I read this wrong. Bills number 151 through 177, the amount of $23,524.21. The general fund, $3,724.31. The water fund,
$337.7.
How come they don't add up? Oh, because what do we? I mean, some of this is out of abstract. I'm looking at this.
Yeah,
why
well,
we got 7,000 here?
Remember, the auditor said from now on we got to add those to the.
Yeah. Okay.
We have to approve them every month.
So we got the insurance bills and stuff are out of abstract. That's why those numbers don't add to the original number. That's confusing me.
Yeah. Actually, this one's the health insurance. Yeah.
Okay. Entertain a motion for that.
I'll make a motion.
Guy.
Second.
Bill. Any questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Adjournment's in order.
Motion.
Yeah.
Thank you.
David. We are adjourned.